Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It is Wednesday, which means it's time to talk with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hello there, Bill.
Hello, Meghna.
So it's great to have you in the studio, Bill. But haha, today we are also joined from Houston by WBUR's sports and society reporter Shira Springer, where she's on the ground covering the run-up to Super Bowl L.I. Shira, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I am. I'm here at Super Bowl L.I.
Every personal reference that I make to the Super Bowl is going to include L.I. But Shira, you left a press conference with Commissioner Roger Goodell. You know, what's your takeaway? What did he say?
Well, first of all, my big takeaway is just the NFL is masterful in managing its image. I think there were probably about 15 or so questions during this 40-minute press conference, maybe 15 or 20, and it seemed to me about half of them sounded like plants. And they were all geared toward, you know, how well the NFL is doing in NFL Europe. And then when the second question on how the NFL handles domestic violence violations by its players was asked, that was pretty much the end of the press conference.
Bill, we were just talking about this last week about how the NFL masterfully manages its image.
Yeah, they masterfully handle their image, but somehow we always end up talking about things like domestic violence, drug use, and concussions, no matter how well they handle their image. So maybe they don't handle it quite as well as they think they do.
Yeah, and Deflategate, by the way, because if I understand correctly, Commissioner Goodell specifically addressed in this press conference, Shira, criticism about his suspension of Tom Brady, but he said it was the appropriate reaction to the Deflategate violation.
We went through a process. We applied the discipline in accordance with our process. It was litigated, as you know, extensively and validated by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. So we're moving on from that.
So Shira, Goodell's moved on, but Pats fans?
I don't think Pats fans or Boston media has moved on, because all of the tough questioning today came from members of the Boston media who wanted to ask Goodell, number one, about Deflategate and whether he was poorly advised on Deflategate and regrets the four-game suspension for Brady. They also asked him about his not coming to Gillette Stadium and whether or not he was avoiding Gillette Stadium. He hasn't been there since Deflategate broke. So, yes, Patriots fans haven't forgotten. Boston media hasn't forgotten. And I think whether the Patriots players say it aloud or not, this is very much a revenge story for them. They would like nothing better than to be there Sunday night, standing next to Roger Goodell and holding aloft the Lombardi Trophy as winners of Super Bowl L.I.
Bill, are you trying to will yourself to forget?
No, I'm still trying to figure out whether when Deflategate broke, it made a bang or just a little hissing sound. This is one member of the Boston media who has moved on. I moved on, roughly 2 years ago. And ever since the day we went over and talked to the 11-year-old kid who'd proved that Deflategate was an utter hoax by putting a football out on his back porch and measuring how much air had leaked out of it. I've moved on. Out of here. I'm gone.
Well, let us collectively move on right now and talk about something else. But this is actually, I think really interesting because there have been some charges of transcript scrubbing on the NFL's official website. Bill, is this surprising to you? I think the Herald has reported that questions Tom Brady was asked about Donald Trump were scrubbed from the online write-up.
Yeah, the least of my worries regarding Donald Trump is what Tom Brady thinks about him. That's just not...
Although the president does go out of his way to talk about Brady's loyalty.
His friends Kraft and Belichick and Brady, they're all behind him, I know. I don't want to talk about it. I'm like Tom Brady.
Okay, well, we'll scrub
the only
that.
Only way in which I'm like Tom Brady, but I don't want to talk about it.
I think for different reasons you don't want to talk about it.
Maybe this is just another example of the way the NFL is handling its public relations, and that is by eliminating from the transcript those things that they don't wish us to recall.
Down the memory hole.
I mean,
Shira, what do you think about these scrubbing allegations?
Well, what I would say is, first of all, at almost the entire portion of Brady's media access on opening night, and then I have taken a look at the transcripts that the NFL provided. Yes, the Trump part was missing, but so is about two-thirds of what he said during that hour-long access. So
it was boring. Were also, they took it out they wouldn't have to deal with it.
So we call that editing, right?
That's right. In this business.
Well, I would also say, you know, they took out some of the entertaining bits, too, because we were denied the transcript wise, we were denied the privilege of knowing all about Brady's Australian surfing instructor, which he went into talked about in some detail on opening night.
So, I'm boycotting the Super Bowl on that account.
So Trump and Brady's surfing instructor were cut out of the transcripts. You know.
I suppose we probably should talk about the actual game coming up, because I see that public policy polling. Oh, God, polling. We're going to talk about polling, but I'm going to do this anyway. Finds that 53% of Americans want Atlanta to win and only 27% want the Patriots to win. I think maybe all 27% were polled, but were Boston residents. Who knows? I mean, is this sort of a evil empire kind of matchup that people want an underdog to win here, Bill?
If it is, it's more another example of the NFL's brilliant public relations. Because if they can convince people that this is, in fact, Han Solo against the evil empire or something to that effect, even more people will watch. And pay attention and watch the advertising, and they'll have a bigger audience than ever. I think these things are true because people think they are true. So if somebody in Wisconsin or somebody in California or Denver thinks the Patriots are the bad guys and is happier chewing on the fact that there's a villain in the Super Bowl that can root against, more power to them. It makes it more fun for them, I'm sure.
Sure, we got a couple seconds.
I was going to say, I agree with Bill. It's always good to have a good narrative to compel people to watch the Super Bowl. But I do think, you know, the Patriots also have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to Super Bowls and playoff wins and Super Bowl trophies. I mean, let's not forget Brady's been a starter for 16 years. And I think seven of those years, he's made it to the Super Bowl. So almost half of his career, he's ended the season in the Super Bowl. So it's easy to be jealous of that, and I think jealousy breeds a certain amount of contempt among NFL fans. So I think that's something of what we're witnessing, too, with those poll numbers.
Well, Shira Springer is WBUR Sports and Society reporter joining us from Houston today. Shira, thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me.
And Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear it on Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Bill, thanks as always.
My pleasure, Magna. Thank you.